This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India remains fully committed to further strengthening its friendship and partnership with Germany. Addressing a joint press conference with German Chancellor Friedrich Merz in Ahmedabad, Gujarat, he said this is Chancellor Merz's first visit to India and to Asia since assuming office, underscoring the importance he places on relations with India. The Prime Minister added that the visit is taking place at a special time, giving it an added significance for bilateral ties. The Prime Minister said that India and Germany completed 25 years of their strategic partnership last year and are celebrating 75 years of diplomatic relations this year.
Chancellor Merz ki ye yatra ek vishesh samay ho rahi hai. Pichle varsh humne apne ranneetik saajhedari ke 25 varsh pure kiye aur is varsh hum apne rajneetik sambandhon ke 75 varsh bhi bana rahe hain. Ye milestones keval samay ki uplabdhiyan nahi hai. Ye hamari saajha mahatvakankshaon, paraspar vishwas और निरंतर सशक्त होते सहयोग के प्रतीक है.
He added that close cooperation between major economies such as India and Germany is vital for humanity as a whole, and that growing trade and investment ties have infused new energy into the strategic partnership.
भारत और जर्मनी जैसे देशों की अर्थव्यवस्थाओं के बीच करीबी सहयोग पूरी मानवता के लिए महत्वपूर्ण है. बढ़ते व्यापार और निवेश संबंधों ने हमारे स्ट्रेटेजिक पार्टनरशिप को नई ऊर्जा दी है. हमारा द्विपक्षीय व्यापार अब तक के अपने सर्वोच्च स्तर पर पहुंच चुका है और 50 बिलियन डॉलर के आंकड़े को पार कर गया है. 2000 से अधिक जर्मन कंपनियां भारत में मौजूद है. ये भारत के प्रति उनके अटूट विश्वास को दर्शाता है.
An exchange of MOUs between India and Germany also took place in the presence of Prime Minister Narendra Modi and German Chancellor Friedrich Merz. Earlier, Prime Minister Modi and German Chancellor Merz held delegation-level talks at Mahatma Mandir in Gandhinagar. Both the leaders also reviewed the progress made in the India-Germany strategic partnership. The bilateral discussions focused on trade, investment, and high-end technology, while also advancing critical partnerships in defense, green sustainable development, and science and research. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan today said that education should be used to reduce inequalities, empower marginalized communities, and ensure that development reaches every corner of the country. Speaking at the 9th convocation ceremony of Jawaharlal Nehru University in New Delhi today, he said education not only forms character, but also strengthens the mind and expands intelligence. The 64th mission of the PSLV-C62, carrying an Earth observation satellite EOS-N1 and 14 other commercial payloads, encountered an anomaly towards the end of the PS3 stage after launch from the Satish Dhawan Space Center in Sriharikota this morning. ISRO Chairman Dr. V. Narayanan said the performance of the vehicle up to the end of the third stage was as expected. However, close to the end of the third stage, a slightly higher disturbance in the vehicle's roll rates was observed, followed by a deviation in the flight path. He added that the data is currently being analyzed. In Jammu and Kashmir, the security forces picked up movement of suspected drones in several forward areas along the international border and line of control in Samba, Rajouri and Pooch districts last evening. Our correspondent reports that all the flying objects came from the Pakistan side and returned after hovering over Indian territory for a few minutes. According to officials, security forces have launched a search operation on the ground after noticing the suspected drone activity. In Iran, a nationwide anti-government protests have entered their 16th day. The U.S.-based human rights activist news agency said the death toll has reached 554 and the protests have continued to grow despite an internet shutdown and phone lines being cut across the country. Benchmark equity indices Sensex and Nifty recovered sharply in afternoon trade after the U.S. ambassador to India said the next call on a trade deal would be held tomorrow. And that is the end of this news bulletin.